first, when the Holy Spirit came and visited the church,
当圣灵降下临到教会的时候，
3,000 people accepted the Lord.
有3,000人信主。
And soon after, 5,000 people accepted the Lord.
那很快的，又有5,000人也接受了主。
I don't know, what do you think?
不知道你会怎么想。
If today our church, all of a sudden we have 30 people come.
如果我们教会今天，突然多来了30个人。
And next week, 80 people come in addition.
那如果下一个星期又更增加了80人。
And all of a sudden we say, wow, we may not be able to handle it.
你可能就会慢慢的想说，哎呀，我们没有办法，没有能力来照顾这么多人。
Now, can you imagine at the time it's 3,000 plus 5,000?
你能不能想一下，在当时的情形是，先是3,000人，然后又增加了5,000人。
And all of a sudden, they need to find a place for them to meet.
突然一下，他们需要有找到有足够的地方来照顾这8,000人。
They may need babysitters.
也许他们需要有看孩子的。
Maybe they need food to take care of the visitors.
那很有可能他们也需要有食物，能够让他们有能够吃饱。
And all of a sudden, there's a tremendous need at the time.
所以在那个时候一下子就有了非常大的需要。
And Barnabas sold everything he owned and sold it and have money and give it to the apostles.
让我们看到巴拉巴在那个时候他把自己的田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿出来放在使徒的脚前。
Now let's go to the next passage.
那我们到看看下一段。下一段圣经是记录在使徒行传的第9章。26-28节，扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒，唯有巴拉巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马色怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往。
Acts chapter 9 verse 26-28, when he came to Jerusalem,This is Paul. He tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, and had seen the Lord, that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them,and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. Now here comes to another person getting to the picture. His name is Paul or Saul.
那在这里我们看到就第二个人物出现了，他的名字是保罗或者扫罗。
Now Saul was a Christian, vicious Christian persecutor.
那我们都知道，其实扫罗最开始的时候，他残忍地迫害基督徒。
He thought Christians are a whole bunch of cult believers.
那他认为这些基督徒都是信邪教的。
And he would like to arrest them, put them in jail, or even kill them.
他很想说把他们都逮捕起来，扔到监狱里，或者是把他们甚至于杀掉他们。
However, through some dramatic experience, he was converted.
但是通过一个非常特殊的一个经历，他转变了。
And now he has a desire to talk to the Christian leaders, say,May I be part of your team? I want to serve Christ.
因为他的转变，他想和基督徒的领袖们说，我能不能加入你们的团队？我也想侍奉主。
Now I have been to a situation like that before.
其实我也经历过类似的事情。
I have been to the place where the Christian gatherings are persecuted by the officials or government.
那我也经历过这样的事情，在那样的事情当中，我们看到基督徒，特别基督的领袖们，也是被政府所迫害。
What the leaders are afraid the most is someone will getting into their organization and get the name list.
那在那种情况下，基督徒的领袖里面，他们最担心的就是有坏的人能够进入他们的团队当中，得到所有的基督徒的名单。
Those leaders are very brave. They are not afraid of going to jail.
那这些基督的领袖们，他们自己都是非常的勇敢，他们并不惧怕被抓到监狱。
However, they are afraid their name list will be released and all of their members will suffer.
但是他们很担心他们同工的名单或者是会员的名单被透露出来，以至于他们受到损害。
So I perfectly understand why the Jerusalem Christian leaders, they don't want to talk to Saul.
所以我可以能够完全能够明白为什么当时的耶路撒冷的领袖他们不愿意和扫罗见面。
However, Saul has a deep desire saying, Hey, I want to work for God.
尽管在那个时候扫罗内心中 有很新的内心中有这样的想法要来为神而服侍神。
However, they don't want to talk to him.
但是他们都基督领袖不想跟扫罗见面。
Yet Barnabas took Saul to see the leader.
但是我们看到在这个地方巴拉巴他接待了扫罗领他去见使徒。
Alright, let's go to the next passage.
使徒行传第11章19到23节，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲，但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了，这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拉巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人立定心志，很久靠主。这巴拉巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚会，他们教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
Acts chapter 11 from verse 19 to 29. Tell the message only to the Jews. Telling the message only to the Jews. So there is a whole bunch of disciples. They go out and they start to preach gospels. However, everywhere they go, they only tell the message only to the Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ear of the church at Jerusalem. They sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught a great number of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. So right now we realize there is a change in the way church start to grow.
我们看到在那个时候教会的成长有了一些改变。
Originally, those disciples will travel place to places but only go to synagogue and only talk to the Jews.
那最开始我们看到当时的犹太人他们的领袖他们到各地去旅行去到会堂去传讲神的道但是他们只给犹太人讲。
However, there are some people they did notquite follow the tradition, they start to talk about this to the Greeks.
但是我看到有些人他们其实没有完全的遵守当时的传统他们开始向希腊人希米尼人开始讲传讲神的信息。
And out of their expectation, when they preach, the Greeks believed.
但是而且非常出乎他们意料的当他们向希腊人传讲主耶稣的时候很多的希腊人他们就接受了主。
And more people start to gathering together.
有越来越多的人他们聚集在一起。
So this church sent an email to Jerusalem.
所以这个教会就用 email 就跟耶路撒冷的教会联系。
Hey, we got a whole bunch of Gentiles. We don't know what to do with them.
说我们这里有很多的外邦人我们不知道怎么样去照顾他们。
And Jerusalem church said, hey, we never encountered this problem before.
那耶路撒冷教会说这是一个新的问题我们从来没有遇到过。
Let's see who can we send.
他们在想说，那我们能不能派一个人，差派一个人去呢？
So they sent Barnabas.
所以他们就差派了巴拉巴去。
So Barnabas was there and leading the church.
所以巴拉巴就到了安提亚，在那里带领教会。
And not only he led the church for a year.
他不单在那个地方带领教会有一年的时间。
And later on, when they predict that Jerusalem church might be in trouble, they even have a donation done and bring the money back to Jerusalem church to help out the Jerusalem church.
不但他在那里带领教会，而且当他们知道说耶路撒冷教会有需要的时候，他们在那边有募捐，然后把款项有带到耶路撒冷教会。
I bet originally the Jerusalem church might think, wow, that's a burden. That's something new challenge to me. Who can we, I cannot handle that church. It's St. Barnabas.
所以我在想说，刚开始的时候，也许对于耶路撒冷的教会来说，在安提阿的教会对他们好像就是一个负担一样，他们觉得没有办法能够处理，所以他们才把巴拉巴差派了过去。
Little did they know the Antioch church become their help.
但他们没有想到的是，就后来反过来，安提阿的教会却成为他们自己的帮助。
And later on, there is also something interesting development that happened to Barnabas.
那接下来还有更有趣的事情也发生。
As Barnabas went to the church and find out there are so many Greeks there.
当巴拉巴到了安提阿的教会以后，他看到那个地方有如此之多的希腊人。
And all of a sudden say, hey, I need to bring someone here to work with me.
他突然就想到说，我需要带另外一个人来跟我一起同工。
I know a person who is bilingual by culture.
他说我知道有一位弟兄也是双语的，有双文化背景。
And he lived in Tarsus.
他就住在大树。
So he traveled to Tarsus to get Saul, who is also Paul, whose name is Paul, brought him to work with himself.
他来到了大树，把扫罗也就是保罗带到了安提阿教会来与他同工。
Later on, Paul and Barnabas or Saul, they worked together for quite some time.
接下来我们看到扫罗或者也是保罗和巴拉巴他一起同过了一段时间，很长一段时间。
Later on in their ministry, they also teamed up together to go for their second missionary trip.
在后来的时候，他们也一起合作一起去他们第二次的宣教的旅，第二次的宣教。
And at that time, Barnabas all of a sudden said, "Hey, I remember another person I want to bring along with me."
那在这个时候，我们就看到巴拉巴说，我还记得还有另外一位弟兄，我要把他也带来。
And I want to bring a very close friend or relative of mine, Mark.
他说，我想要把我的一个很亲密的朋友，也是我好像我的一个亲戚叫马克的带来。
And Paul at that time said, "Oh no, Mark has a very bad track record."
那但是那个我们看到保罗却持反对的意见。他说，马克他以前做的可不好。
But for him, joining the team might ruin our mission trip.
如果马克加入我们的我们的宣教的话，会影响我们宣教的果效。
So they start to have a dispute between these two great leaders.
我们看到巴拉巴和保罗他们两个领袖之间就开始有了争执。
So later on, they both depart from one another. They start to have two different mission trips.
最后我们看到他们两个就分开了，他们有了不同的两个宣教之旅。
And this person is Barnabas. That is he.
这位就是我们讲的就是巴拉巴。
So who is Barnabas again?
我们再来想想看到底谁是巴拉巴。
You know, there are many people who have been described as spiritually filled, spirit filled.
那我们看到在新约的时候有很多人被提到说是被圣灵所充满。
However, only one person being called a good man.
但是只有一位被叫做好，被称为好人。
That is Barnabas.
这位就是巴拉巴。
And there are many people being addressed as teachers in the New Testament.
在新约时代有很多人被称为教师、老师。
However, there is only one being called the son of encouragement.
但是只有一位被叫做劝慰子。
Therefore, up to this point, I believe he has enough credential for us to learn from him.
所以到这个地方我们可以知道他有足够的资格让我们来向他学习。
So what can we learn from him about how to encourage one another, how to be an encourager?
那我们从他身上能够怎么样，能学到些什么关于怎样如何的去劝慰人呢？
First, what I see from him is that when there's a need in the church, he sold everything he owned and have the money and present to the apostle.
那我想我看到第一个就是当教会有需要的时候，他就出卖了自己的房屋和田产，把所得的价银交给了教会。
Of course, what he offered or his contribution, his generosity, definitely benefit those who are in need.
我们当然可以能够想象到他所提供的帮助啊，他的所提供的帮助让很多的人受益。
And those people who receive benefit will feel he's truly being valued by his generosity.
啊，那么看到那些啊能够得到他帮助的人，都会很感动的说，知道自己在他的眼中是宝贵的。
But you know what impacts others the most, and therefore later on they think he is the sound of encouragement.
啊，但是你知道是什么样的事情能够让更多的人受到影响吗？以至于人家都叫他劝慰子。
I believe is his genuine living testimony.
啊，那我想就是他一个真实的生活的写照。
It's real.
他是真实的。
When he sold everything and gave to the church and help out the poor.
当他出卖了自己的所有以后，来帮助教会，帮助穷人。
All of a sudden, people say, "What he believed is real."
这个时候，大家看到的这一切，就是说他所信的是真实的。
It's really making an impact to his life.
因为他看到他所信的对他的生命有了影响。
You know, when I years ago when I used to helping out in the youth group.
啊，在几年前，当我在帮助在青少年团契服侍的时候。
At the time, I still do have TV at home.
啊，在那个时候。
I do have cable at home at the time.
在那个时候，我家里还有有线电视。
So when I got home, it's after 12:30. I'm extremely tired and extremely tense after a very long day on Friday night.
啊，在星期五经过晚上，我大概12点钟左右回到家里，经过了一个很长的星期五，觉得非常的疲惫。
So I really want to unwind myself.
啊，那我想说，慢慢的能够让自己放松下来。
And therefore, I will turn on the TV.
啊，所以我就可能会打开电视。
And you know, after 12:30, there's no good show.
啊，你知道，在十二点晚上午夜十二点钟以后，其实没有很好的节目。
But there are a lot of infomercial out there.
啊，这有很多一些啊卖产品的一些节目。
You know, as I'm flipping through, those products work for wonder.
啊，我们看到当我看到啊在他们的很多卖产品那些节目的时候，那些产品真的是非常的棒。
Wow, you know, if you couldn't clean the floor, you just wipe it. Everything will be clean.
啊，如果你好像不知道怎么样去清理的地板的话，他也卖的时候产品可以让你把地板清得非常的干净。
Well, if you're fat, you do the exercise and you see the graph will go like this.
如果你有肥胖的话，如果你使用他们的产品，你就会发现你的身体变得越来越苗条。
You know, at the end of each commercial, there is only one thing pop in my mind.
啊，那在每一个这样的产品买卖的节目之后，在我头脑中就有这样的一个想法。
Is it real?
这是真实的吗？
I really want to pick up the phone and talk to my neighbor. Did you try this? Does it work? Can you tell me? Does it work?
啊，我真是很想拿起我的电话跟我的邻居说，哎，你有看这个节目吗？你有使用过吗？是真的很工作吗？
You know, today people are not, they are not having trouble about the gospel.
啊，那我想今天大家可能对福音并没有什么问题，并没有什么困难。
What they have trouble is, are believers real?
他们所有的困难是我们这些信徒是不是真实的。
Can you truly demonstrate your life and show me that what you believe is real to you?
啊，你能不能够用你的生命，用你的生活来掩饰你所信的是真实的。
Show me your marriage.
来让我们看看你的婚姻。
Show me your checkbook.
让我们来看看你的奉献。
How do you use a house? How do you use a car?
让我们来看看你是怎么样使用你的房屋，怎么样使用你的汽车。
Don't keep on telling me how great Jesus is.
不要只跟我单单说耶稣你多好。
Show me how great Jesus has done in your life.
让我们来看一看耶稣是怎么样在你生命中做了什么样的工。
I remember when I was very young, when we have a professional Bible study.
啊，当我还比较年轻的时候，我们有一个年轻人一个聚会。
I bought a brand new red Acura.
啊，那我们
David still remember.
啊，那时候我就开了一辆新的车子，不是很好的车。
And the second week, when I drove my brand new Acura to the Bible study,
啊，那第二个星期，当我开着我非常好的 Acura 的车子去查星期五查经的时候
，My Bible study leader hand me a Christian sticker, say put on the car.
啊，那个时候的星期五查经的带领人就给了我一个基督徒的一个标语。
I said, "No, you ruined my paint. Come on."
他会说把它贴在你的车上。这个时候我很犹豫，我说那会让我的把我的车的油漆给弄坏。
And all of a sudden, I realize, wow, my belief is not even worth the paint of my car's paint.
啊，那在那个时候我就意识到，其实我的信仰甚至于敌不过我车子的油漆。
Then I realize, I'm fake.
在那个时候我觉得我是不真实的我的信仰
I realize if I continue to be the Bible study there I'm fake when teaching the next person he will be a fake too
啊，所以在那个时候我想说如果我是不真实的如果我继续来带查经的话我所教的人也会变得不真实
People will be encouraged if you are real
我想如果我们都是真实的话那我们周遭的人就会受到劝慰。
This is the reason why the Thanksgiving testimony sharing encouraged people.
这就是为什么在感恩节的时候，我们的分享是可以能够鼓励大家。
Because the miracle happening to this person is not happening to the other, why was he encouraged?
那我很好奇说，为什么在一个人身上所看到的奇迹？并没有在另外一个身上，为什么对另外一个人会有影响呢
？Because it's real.
因为那是真实的。
If we are keep on hiding the way we use our money, hiding the way we do our marriage talk between husband and wife, people will have doubt. It's not real to you. Why should I come to church, invest my time, come to church?
啊，如果我们在我们的婚姻上是不真实的。如果在我们的财务上是不真实的，人家会对我们的信仰就会产生怀疑，会说你的信仰的是不真实的，我为什么要花时间来到教会呢
？This summer I went to California.
刚刚过去这个夏天我去了一趟加州。
I went to a fast food restaurant, a very famous chain store, Chick-fil-A.
那我去了一个很有名的一个快餐店。
I went into the store and realized their store policy.
那我去了那个快餐店以后，我就意识到这个快餐店有一个很特别的一个它店规。
They close on Sunday.
他们星期天是关门的。
And they have been doing that for more than 60 years.
他们这样已经有超过60年的时间。
And that demonstrate what they believe.
这就向我们展示了他们所信仰的是什么。
In today's cutthroat economy, the fast food chain stores.Vicious competition. They say, "I want to demonstrate what we believe."
在这样不景气的经济情况下，我们知道竞争是非常的激烈，但是他们还是要用实际的行动来掩饰他们的信仰。
And that is real.
这就是真实的信仰。
And that impacts people.
这样就会影响周遭的人。
And people will be encouraged.
周遭的人就会得到劝慰。
And you know what? Then people will start to imitate the way they do.
慢慢的我们就开始看到人就会开始学习他们所做的。
And this time there are two people from the New Testament church, Ananias and his wife, Sapphira.
在这里我们看到刚才读的经文当中有两位，一位叫亚拿尼亚，还有他的妻子，两个人。
They also sold their property and bring money before the feet of the apostle.
他们也卖了他们田产。也把一部分的钱交在了使徒的脚下。
However, Holy Spirit struck them down. They were dead right there.
但是我们看到圣灵却击杀了他们。
Because what they see is Barnabas receive all the praises. They want to do the same. Their motive is for themselves.
他们看到的只是巴拉巴所得到的一切的赞赏。他们也想到了得到同样的赞赏，他们的目的是不纯净的。
So they sold and bring money to the apostle.
所以他们卖了田产以后，把一部分的钱交给了使徒。
And they also kept some.
但是他们也留下了一些为自己。
It is very possible whatever they give before the apostle, it's possible more than Barnabas gave.
其实完全有可能他们所给的，其实已经超过了巴拉巴所给的。
The problem is.It is not real. It's not genuine.
这个问题在于说，他们所给的不是真实的，不是真心的。
So Holy Spirit struck them down.
所以圣灵击杀了他们。
Because people are want to see, is this belief real to your life?
我想我们大家学院看到的是你的信仰是不是真实的。
Or merely your belief is just for social gathering purpose, a decoration of your life.
或者说你的信仰只是你的社会生活的一部分，只是你生命中的一个点缀而已。
And therefore, demonstrate a genuine living testimony can be a great encouragement to others.
所以活出一个真实的生活，对我们周遭的人是一个很大的一个劝勉。
The second thing we learn from Barnabas is that he is always very mindful of building up others.
那我们从巴拿巴身上可以看到的第二点，就是他一心总是想着要怎样造就他周围的人。
So as you know, Barnabas was being called by the son, by the apostles. Apostles as the son of encouragement.
我们知道巴拿巴被使徒们称为劝慰子。
So it's not only the common people thinking he is a guy who knows how to encourage others.
我想不只是好像周围的普通人众人知道他是一个知道如何劝勉人的人。
But also the top leaders know that he knows how to encourage others.
我们看到即使教会的领袖也知道他是一位会劝勉人的人。
And later on, when Saul or Paul went back to his hometown Tarsus,
所以当后来扫罗或者保罗回到他自己的家乡大树以后
，and many miles away,
非常远的一个距离是。
And now Barnabas is facing a new assignment.
在这个时候，巴拉巴他有一个新的任务。
So he will go to assignment, but yet before he began to do any ministry, he said, "Hey.I want to get Paul."
他有一个新的任务，但是在他开始新的任务的时候，他想到说，我需要保罗来与我同工。
But please remember one thing.
但是我们来记住这样一个事实。
According to the passage, it tells us Barnabas himself is a very faithful person.
其实根据圣经中我们可以看到，巴拉巴他是一个非常信实的人。
And filled with Holy Spirit.
他也被圣灵所充满。
He knows how to teach.
他也知道如何教导。
He doesn't need Paul.
他其实他并不真正的需要保罗。
But when he faced the new challenge, the new ministry, he said, "I want to get Paul because he is bilingual."
但是当他看到面临新的挑战的时候，有新的任务的时候，他想到说，我需要保罗来与我同工。保罗是双语的背景。
In Barnabas' mind, doing the ministry is less important than finding the right person for his own development.
我想在巴拉巴的眼中，我们有任何的一个施工，其实和建造周围的弟兄姐妹来说，相比是没有建造弟兄姐妹更重要。
He realized that Paul is instrumental and he is an important member in God's kingdom.
因为他意识到保罗在神国里面是非常关键的一个人。
You know, I love to fix stuff.
你知道我其实很喜欢有些做些修修理理的事。
That was back then when I still have some time.
那当然是在我以前还比较有点空闲的时候。
You know what's the worst nightmare for people like me who like to fix stuff and tear things apart and putting things together?
你知道对于我来说我修修补补的时候把东西拆开又把它装回来说对我来说最可怕的一件事情是什么呢？
That is, after I finished the entire project, we're fixing a VCR where I put everything together,I find out there is an extra part left out there.
我想对我来说最可怕的事情就是当我把所有的事情所有的部件都组装了以后我发现我的边上怎么还多了一个零件。
And then I pick this up, say, what is this?
那我当拿起这个零件的时候我会说哇这个是到底是干什么的。
Well, sometimes when I drive back home to my garage and I just find a part on my garage.
也是有时候。有时候当我开车回到家的时候我发现在我家的车库的地上会有一个零件。
And I say, is this from the car?
我就很好奇说这是车上掉下来的吗
?Is it from the lawnmower?
或者是从我的割草机上掉下来的。
Or from the garage door, garage door opener?
还是说是从我的这个车库门掉下来的呢
?And I will start to pick up that part and start to think day and night, Where is this part? Where should this go?
那我拉起这个零件的话，我就会苦苦冥思，花很多的时间，会想到底是什么地方的零件。
And one day when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
当有一天，当我读到哥林多前书第十二章的时候
，And God say, we are all members of his body.
啊，主告诉我们说，我们都是他身体的一个部肢体。
I suddenly realized that in God's house, every single person playing a very unique and special role as part of the body.
啊，所以我就意识到，在神的家中，我们每一位弟兄姐妹就好像神的身体上的一个肢体，它有一个特别，每一个人都有一个特别的功用。
For we are uniquely made.
啊，我们都是特制的。
And for we are the hand of His work, His handiwork.
啊，我们是神手所做的工。
And all of a sudden, that changed my perspective about seeing people.
啊，这让我改变了我对人的看法。
It means it is impossible you.Or idol, you should be idol in God's house.
啊，那让我能够意识到，我们其实，在神的家中，每个人都有功用，我们不该停止。
That every single one of us playing a very important part as an organ, as a member of body.
啊，那我们每一位弟兄姐妹就像一个器官一样，每个人都有自己的功用。
Can you imagine a group of doctors? They try to operate on someone, and they open this person up.
啊，那我们能不能想象一下，有好几个医生来为一位患者来做手术，他打开了身体。
And before they closed up this person's, tummy or wherever.
啊，我们看到这个，当这些医生来缝合这个伤口的时候
，They want to make sure every organ is back to the place they are supposed to be.
啊，他还要确定说所有的器官都好好的在患者的体内。
And that's what we are.
其实这就是我们现在的我们的状况。
God is the part creator.
神是我们每一位零件的创造者。
He is the part value giver.
他也是我们价值的给予者。
However, every one of us supposed to be the part finder.
但是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都是来寻找这个。零件的人。
We are supposed to be the part identifier.
我们要来寻找我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们自己的功用。
And we should try hard and say, Hey, I see something in you that will be instrumental in God's house.
啊，我们要来努力来发现每位弟兄姐妹的潜能。我们要看到说，弟兄姐妹，你有这样的恩赐。
It will change people's entire purpose of life.
也会改变我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们对人生的意义的看法。
And we have been given a duty to unlock people's God-given potential.
啊，我们有这样的责任，要来打开每一位弟兄姐妹身上神所赐予的潜能。
God said, I give you gift. I created you.
神说，我创造了你，我给你这样的恩赐。
And yet, I give the responsibility of the church and each member to discover one another's gift.
啊，但是他给了教会，给我们教会的所有的弟兄姐妹有这样的一个责任，来发现我们周遭的人的潜能。
And therefore, when we see someone, we should see deep.
所以，当我们看一个人的时候，我们要看得更深入。
When I was 20 years old, I used to work for Siemens medical equipment company. If you do know this German company.
在二十岁的时候，我在为西门子的一个医疗器械公司工作。
I was writing a program for a robot. That robot will travel around the manufacturing floor.
啊，那我在当时就为当时一个机器人呢来写程序。那个机器人会在这个工厂行走。
The purpose of that robot is using the optical eye try to see is there any parts falling on the floor.
啊，那这个机器人呢？它在这个工厂里面行走的时候，它可以用光学的仪器眼睛来看地上的各样的零件。
And you will take pictures of those losing parts on the floor.
啊，它就会照相，能够得到这个地上所有的这些零件的信息。
And however, sometimes one picture is enough, it's not enough. So the robot will travel around that object and start to take different pictures and send it back to the programmers.
啊，但是有些时候呢，照一张相片的话呢是不够的，所以这个机器人的话，它会围着那个零件，在不同的角度照不同的相，然后把这些相片能够传给这个操作员。
I realize that's what we need to do.
啊，其实我想想，我想到说，这其实也是我们所需要做的。
We need to find out what's their God-given potential.
啊，我们要能够看到每一个弟兄姐妹身上神所赐予的一个能力潜能。
Maybe at once you say, "Oh, I really don't want to have anything to do with that person."
啊，也许有时候你会说，哎，我实在是不想再跟这个人打交道了。
But perhaps you should be like that robot. You go around take different pictures.
啊，但是也许你应该像那个机器人一样，你可能要围绕这个人在不同的角度来看这个人来照相。
And finding out his God-given potential.
啊，从不同的角度来寻找这个身上神所赐予的潜力。
And then tell the person.
啊，在那个时候你就可以告诉这个人说
，You are a great musician in God's kingdom.
哎，你可能可以告诉他说，你其实，在神国里面，你是个很好的音乐家。
You are a great artist. Many people will come to the Lord because your art impact people's heart.
啊，也可以，你可以跟他说，你是一个非常好的一个艺术家，很多人可能会因为你的艺术作品来归向神。
You are a diligent driver because your faithful driving people will come to the Lord.
啊，你是一个非常认真的一个驾驶者，因为你驾驶。提供驾驶的服务，很多人可能会来到教会，能够来认识主。
Barnabas does not count what Saul has done in the past.
我们看到巴拉巴他没有计较扫罗他以前所做的。
A criticizer will always remember people's wrongdoing in the past.
我们想一个批评者他总是会记着他人别人在过去所犯的错误。
But an encourager finding out the future and the potential of that person.
但一个会劝慰的人他总是会看到别人身上的潜力和他的将来。
A criticizer can tear another person down.
我们看到一个批评者会完全把一个人给击倒。
An encourager give a direction and a future for that person.
一个劝慰的人可以给别人有新的希望，新的未来。
So an encourager will constantly be mindful, how can I build up that person? How can I build that person?
所以一个劝慰人他心中所想的就是我如何能够来建造周围的人。
The next point.
下一点。
As we know, Barnabas at the time,realizing Saul was having trouble of communicating to the church leaders at the time.
那在那个时候，巴拉巴他意识到扫罗有困难，没有办法能够跟当时耶路撒冷的犹太人领袖能够有接触。
Because the leaders of the church at the time, they are afraid of Saul.
因为当时的犹太人领袖，他们非常的惧怕扫罗，而不愿意接待他。
So yet Barnabas took Saul.To see the apostle.
所以巴拉巴就接待了扫罗，把他带去见犹太人的领袖。
Wow, this is really tough.
真的，这是一件非常困难的事情。
Barnabas used to be part of the leadership.
其实巴拉巴是他们领导团队的一部分。
They have a good relationship. They have a great friendship.
他们之间有非常好的关系。
And now Barnabas need to risk himself of possibly a broken relationship as the result of bringing Saul to see the leaders.
而当巴拉巴把扫罗带去的时候，他不但是为他自己的生命有冒险，而且也可能会影响到他和其他的领袖团队的之间的关系。
And he is putting his reputation on the line.
他也把他自己的名誉放在前面。
Yet what he see is the potential and true conversion of Saul.
因为他看到了在扫罗的身上所具有的神所赐予的潜力。
And he realized Saul is not able to talk to the leaders.
因为他意识到扫罗在那个时候没有机会，没有办法跟当时的领袖有这样的交流。
So Barnabas step up, say, "Let me do the job."
所以巴拉巴他就往前说，让我来做这样的。
Let me speak up for this. I'm not kind of a stranger to me, and yet I believe his testimony. Let me speak up for him.
他说让我来替扫罗来说话，尽管扫罗好像也像一个陌生人一样。
This is the same thing happening to the later on. There was a church issue.
这件事情也同样发生在以后也同样发生，当他们在教会有困难的时候。
As I mentioned before, Antioch Church was consist of members of non-Jewish people.
我前面有提到说，在安提阿的教会，他们大部分的会员其实都是外邦人。
And they are uncircumcised.
啊，他们也是未受割礼的。
So somebody went to that church and report back to Jerusalem church, say, "Hey, they are not following the order. They are a whole bunch of people who are uncircumcised."
啊，所以有些人从安提阿教会就回到了耶路撒冷教会，报告说啊，那个地方的教会的人，很多人都是未受割礼的。
You know, as uncircumcised members or leaders of the church, what can they do?
啊，如果你教会里面有很多是未受割礼的，那作为教会的领袖，他们该怎么办呢？
This is a tense moment.
啊，这是一个非常紧张的一个时刻。
Mother Church is saying we have done something wrong.
啊，也许母会会说啊，你们做了一些错的事决定。
And yet we believe Jesus Christ has died for us that we no longer need to follow the Jewish tradition.
啊，但是也许我们的信仰告诉我们说，主耶稣基督已经为我们而定死，我们没有必要再去遵循犹太人的这些律法。
And yet they are not in the position to tell the circumcised Christians, say, it's okay not to be, to have uncircumcised people to be in the house of the, Lord.
啊，但是他们也不容易去对那些已经受割礼的人说，啊，其实没有受割礼也是可以的。
No, Barnabas say, let me step up. Let me represent you. Let me talk to the Jerusalem Mother Church.
啊，那在这个时候，我们看见巴拉巴再一次挺身而出。他说：“让我去跟耶路撒冷的教会人说。”
A true encourager is able to take the bullet for others.
啊，一个真正的劝慰者，他是可以担担子，为他人挡子弹的。
They realize some people's limitation. There's something they couldn't do.
他能够意识到周遭的人可能有些局限，他有些事情没有办法能够做到。
The true encourager will say, "Let me create a room for you to develop. Let me shield you from all other unreasonable attack."
一个真正的劝慰者会为他人建立这样的一个屏障，让大家创造这样的一个机会空间，让周围的人能够成长。
And allow people to make some possible mistakes.
他也会允许周围的人也犯一些错。
This is sometimes to our parents, we too.
啊，这就像我们做父母的一样。
There is something your children are limited; they are not able to do.
啊，我想我们的小孩子都有一些局限，有些事情他们没有办法处理。
And you need to allow them to make some mistakes.
所以你要允许他们会犯一些错。
Or some younger brothers and sisters, when they serve in the church, they will make mistakes.
啊，就像我们教会的一些年轻的一些弟兄姐妹，当他们在教会侍奉的时候，他们可能也会犯一些错。
I constantly tell myself, am I giving them room?
啊，那我很多时候我在问我自己，我有没有给他们有足够成长的空间？
What happened if they messed up?
啊，会怎么样呢？如果他们真的是弄了一团糟？
Or who is going to take the bullet for them?
那谁会为他们来挡子弹呢？
The encouragers.
是真正的劝慰者就会为他们挡子弹。
Another attribute about Barnabas.
好，那关于巴拉巴的另外的一个特质。
Let me read Acts chapter 11 verse 23.
好，那我们来读一下使徒行传的第十一章的第二十三节。
When Barnabas arrived Antioch and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜。劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。
So Barnabas was a newly formed gathering spot.
啊，我们看到巴拉巴他去了一个新的一个聚会的一个地方。
And therefore Barnabas was sent by the Jerusalem leaders, say, "Hey, you go there and take a look what's going on there."
啊，那巴拉巴被耶路撒冷教会差派去你去看看到底那个情形如何。
And they were all people from all different backgrounds, and mostly Gentiles.
啊，那么看到那个教会有各种不同的背景的会员，而且其中的大部分都是外邦人。
I don't know about you.
啊，我不知道你会怎么想。
When you go to a new meeting place, you find out all the leaders are all from different backgrounds.
啊，那如果你去了一个新的聚会地方，你发现那个聚会地方的领袖他们都有不同的背景。
Or if you go to a company, you find out the company consists of leaders and members from all different education backgrounds and all different languages.
啊，或者你到了一个新的一个公司去看，就发现公司的人都有不同的背景，有不同的学历。
You know what? Most people say, "Oh my goodness, I cannot handle this. This is a mess."
那我想可能
get away.
我想也许很多人都会说啊，这个真是太糟糕了，我没有办法能够处理这样的情形。
How can I put these leaders together? They all have a different background, a different value system in the past.
啊，这里的这所有的领袖，他们都有不同的背景，有不同的教育，我怎么样才能把他们组成一个很好的团队呢？
You know, we are trained to have a negative evaluation on everything we see as an engineer.
啊，所以作为工程师来说，我们看到很多的事情的时候，我们都会注重它的负面的地方。
Because what we see doesn't fit our usual parameter.
啊，因为我们所看到的很多时候并不符合我们自己的预期。
It's not part of our usual design.
啊，这也不是我们平时所熟悉的一个设计。
And therefore we engineer going around, that's a problem, that's a problem, that doesn't fit. It doesn't pass ISO.
啊，所以我们啊，作为我们工程师经常就会说啊，这个地方会不成功，那个地方也不成功，好像没有办法能够让我们能够通过我们的眼睛的测试。
But Barnabas went into that place, he saw the evidence of God's grace.
啊，但是我们看到巴拉巴到那地方去以后，他却看到的是神所做的工，神的恩典。
He said, "Oh, you are Greek, and you are able to accept the Lord. Praise God."
啊，他看到说哇，你是犹太啊，你是。啊，希腊人，你也会接受主耶稣基督啊，真是感谢神。
Oh, you are half Jew and you also accept Christ. Praise God.
哦，你只有一半的犹太的血统，你也接受了主耶稣基督，真是感谢神。
So whatever he see, he has a positive attitude for God's kingdom.
啊，所以不论他所看到的是什么事情，他都能有一个正面的一个看法。
He has a spiritual eyesight, bring out the best of others.
他有一个属灵的眼睛。可以把大家里面最好的那部分给带出来。
So that bring the healing to people.
所以他就可以带来医治，给大家带来医治。
Because whatever he see the hands of God is doing work in different people. And he has a special eyesight. Hey, God is making that possible in you. Even though you may have financial trouble, but I know God is working in you.
啊，所以当他所看到的一切，他都看到神的手在做工。他看到一个人也许财务上有困难，但是他看到的是神的手在他身上做工。
He said, "Oh, you are sick in this particular area, but you may get healed soon. I know God is doing His work in you."
啊，也许他看到有疾病的人，但是他看到说神的手也在医治那位。
And those people who heard will say, "Indeed, I realize God is working on me. God is with me."
啊，听到这些话的人，他们就会说。这是真实的，神正在我们的身上动工。
When people understand God is with them, they are comforted. They have confidence.
当人能够明白真正明白神的智慧的时候，他就会有信心，也会得到安慰。
And they will start to have joy, and they will praise as a result.
他的心中就会有喜乐，就会生出对神的赞美。
And when they praise, they will be healed according to Book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3.
当他心中有赞美的时候，他也会得到医治，就像以赛亚书中所说的那样。
Because the garment of praise is the key of healing.
在以赛亚书中所说的那样，喜乐的赞美衣替代替忧伤之灵。
So he knows how to have a spiritual eyesight to bring out the positive in people. He constantly is watching that.
所以我们看到巴拉巴他有这样的属灵的眼睛，能够知道如何看到人身上好的地方。
He's very positive.
他是一个正面的人。
You know, people, a positive and negative person, they may have, when they talk to others, they may have a conversation like this.
我们看到其实一个正面的人或者一个总是持负面意见的人，他们的讨论可能是这样进行的。
A positive person knows God has a timing for everything.
我想一个正面人他知道神有他自己的时间。
And when he sees someone who is depressed, he may say something like this.
当他看到也许有忧郁症的人，有忧郁的人说，他就会这样说。
He may say to the person, "Every butterfly used to be a caterpillar."
他可能会对有忧郁的人说，每一个蝴蝶的前身其实都是毛毛虫。
You follow God's course, one day you will fly.
你遵循神的旨意，有一天你也会飞翔。
And the negative person say, "But the life of butterfly isn't long."
如果是一个负面人，他可能会对他说，啊，但是蝴蝶的生命却是短暂的。
You know the negative thought can kill the person?
你能够意识到吗？一个负面的想法、负面的语言 会影响人。
The negative person bring down negative messages.
啊，一个负面的影响其实会带来一个负面的信息。
And the message will go like spread out.
啊，这个负面的信息会清散四处。
And therefore, there's another person say, it's not the matter of the length of life that matters, it's the depth of life that matters.
啊，我想说，不是生命的长度，而其实是生命的深度更加的重要。
And actually, to Christians,
对于我们基督徒来说
，our impact to the world, to the people around us, it's not just our short lifetime.
我想，我们对我们周遭的人的影响，或对世界的影响，并不只是存在我们这个今生的世界上。
It lasts to eternity and generations to come.
啊，它其实是有永世的影响，而且对后代有影响。
Imagine the church.Has been influenced by Barnabas and become a model church for all the generations.
啊，我们想象一下，当时的教会，他们受了巴拉巴的影响，那这样的教会也成为后世教会的榜样。
And now we all sometimes we give our offering to other church to help other church, and we send out missionaries. It's all because of the Church of Antioch.
啊，也因为安提阿教会的缘故，他为我们做了美好的榜样，所以我们会。把我们的金钱奉献给别的教会，会奉献把我们奉献的金钱会给别人的教会，资助别的教会。我们也会差派宣教到外到宣教的地方。
The theme of our church this year is life affecting life or life changing life.
啊，我们教会今年的主题是生命影响生命，生命改变生命。
And actually, life changing life is a double-edged sword.
啊，其实生命影响生命是一个双刃的利剑。
Because if we're negative.We will also produce negative lives.
啊，所以如果我们是一个负面的话，那我们所影响的生命也会带来一个负面的生命。
However, if we have a positive spiritual eyesight, knowing seeing people's potential and bring them out, you will keep on reproducing.
啊，但是如果我们有一个属灵的眼睛，一个正面的属灵的眼睛，我们可以看到每一位弟兄姐妹身上的正面的、积极的东西的话，我们也可以带来一个正面的影响。
And therefore, when we interact with one another, be careful with our lips.
所以当我们和弟兄姐妹我们互动的时候我们要注意我们的嘴唇
And maybe that lady today's dress is kind of like eyesore to me
啊，也许今天某一位啊女士她的穿着的衣服我看着不喜欢
刺眼 And I say hey, come on can you choose better color
啊，如果我跟她说啊，你能不能换一下你的衣服的颜色呢换一件衣服呢
But little did I know it's the very first time she tried to shop by herself
啊，但是也许那个其实是他第一次试着自己去为自己买衣服。
And sometimes we give comments we didn't even know it hurts and bring negative impact to others.
啊，所以我们有时候我们啊发出这样的啊评论的时候，我们也许自己都没有意识到，我们可能会伤害到他人。
An encourager always think about other people's benefit and bring out the best and bring positive.Direction for that person to grow.
啊，我想一个劝慰的人，他总是会顾及到他人啊的一个好处的利益，能够用正面的话语来鼓励劝勉他人。
And this attribute we see in Barnabas.
啊，在另外一个方面，我们看到巴拿巴身上的有这样的一个特质。
Is that he found Saul and bring Saul along to Antioch Church to lead the church?
啊，他啊看到了扫罗，他愿意把扫罗带到。安提亚的教会来与他同工。
And as I mentioned before, he doesn't need Paul.
啊，像我前面提到的，其实他并不需要保罗。
He is a great teacher himself.
他自己就是一个很好的教师。
And people will look up to him.
啊，也大家可能其实很尊敬他。
And yet he said, I need to find Saul.
但是他还是说我需要找到。扫罗
He is very unique in bilingual culture, and he's a bicultural person.
啊，因为扫罗是非常特殊的一位，而且他有双语、双文化的背景。
I do remember he mentioned that God has already called him to be an ambassador to the Gentiles.
啊，而且我也记得扫罗也曾经说过，神对他有这样的呼召，要他成为。为外邦人来传福音。
And therefore, I'm going to bring him along.
所以我要去把扫罗招来和我一起同工。
The purpose is may not be he is going to help me out.
啊，我想这个目的其实并不是要把扫罗来帮助我。
I want him to observe me how I govern and lead the church.
我所需要的就是要扫罗来看看我们该怎么样的去来领导一个教会。
As he does discipleship in the church.
啊，就像我在这地方来训练很多的训练门徒。
Paul observed.
看到保罗来看到了，观察到了。
Even later on, when Barnabas and Paul, they both great leaders when they depart.
即使到了最后，我们看到巴拉巴和保罗他们两个有分开。
And Paul later on take Timothy as his student.
当然后面我们看到保罗也把提摩太当作自己的学生门徒。
Do you know how Paul know how to teach?
你知道保罗是从什么地方学习来教导的吗？
He learned from Barnabas.
他从巴拉巴的身上学习。
Because Barnabas exposed his life and present his life and demonstrate his life to Paul.
因为巴拉巴把自己的生命活出来，展现给扫罗看。
And therefore Paul knows how to be a good mentor to his students.
所以保罗从巴拉巴的身上学习怎么样成为一个好的导师。
Barnabas give his possession to the church.
巴拉巴把他自己所有的田产卖了以后交给教会使用。
And he show it to all his church members.
他也展示给他所有的教会的会员看。
And therefore Antioch church become a church know how to offer.
所以安提阿的教会也是一个知道如何奉献的教会。
Because they observe.
因为他们从巴拉巴的身上学习到这一点。
You know, nowadays you can almost learn everything from internet.
我想今天我们可能几乎所有的事情都可以在网络上可以学到。
But you cannot learn swimming.
但是你没有办法从网络上学习如何。
You need some instructor to jump in the water with you.
你需要有这样的老师来跟你一起跳入水中来教你。
A good encourager jump into the water to take care of his students or her students.
所以一个好的劝慰的人，他也会跳入水中来教他的学生。
So a good encourager invests time in others and be their coach.
我们看到一个好的劝慰的人，他愿意投资时间，而且是言传身教在他人的身上。
The book of Hebrew told us.
在希伯来书有这样说。
Encouraging others is not just for the duty of the leaders or those who are gifted.
那我想来我们在劝勉他人不只是教会的领袖或者是有恩赐的人的一个责任。
But it's everyone in the house of the Lord.
是神在家里面的所有的会员的弟兄姐妹的责任。
To people who might be depressed today.
所以如果我们有感到忧郁的人。
Or your relative or yourself are suffering depression.
或者是你自己或者是你的亲人有深受这个忧郁之苦的话。
Please know that you too are asked to be an encourager to others.
所以请记住，你也被神所呼召成为他人的劝慰者。
You too can unlock the potential in other people.
你也可以打开他人身上的潜力。
With positive attitude, with close spiritual observation.
我们需要有一个正面的眼光，而且我们要有一个正确的属灵的眼睛。
You can bring people to a place they have never dreamed of.
你可以把人带到一个他们从来没有想象过的地方。
You know, all of us want to find the right position for our life.
我们每一位都想，每一位弟兄都想找到我们生命中有这样的一个拥有的。
We all cried out, "What's my position in life in God's kingdom?"
我们都很想说，我们在神国当中，我们所拥有的到底是什么
？And amazingly, God didn't give you that vision, but He gave the vision to all the people around you, so we can practice love and encouragement.
那我想，神也许没有把这样的观念显现给你，但是告诉了你周围的所有的弟兄姐妹，所以我们可以一起来展现我们的爱。
Do not hide the key for others to find their true position and potential in God's kingdom.
我们不要掩盖他人有这样的潜力，神所赐予的潜力。我们要发现他人神所给予的潜力。
Let us be genuine and transparent and demonstrate our life to others.
让我们成为一个真实的人，一个透明的人。
Let us be a light, a part identifier.
让我们能够找出我们弟兄姐妹，我们众肢体的价值。
Let us be a matchmaker, constantly thinking about this is right position for that person. This will be perfect.
让我们来学习帮助他人找到自己在神国的位置。
Let us be brave enough to be the middleman to take the heat.
让我们能够成为一个勇于做中间人。
Let us be an opportunity creator for other people to grow.
让我们能够创造机会让他人成长。
Let us be a grace seeker, realizing God is working in people's life.
让我们来学习寻找神手所做的工。
And tell them.
我们来告诉神在他，我们看到神在他人身上所做的工，我们告诉周围的人。
I need to be told.
我也需要被大家所提醒。
I need to be told this church has potential. God is placing this church in a very unique position.
我也需要大家告诉我神在这个教会有特别的心意，这个教会有特殊的意义。
And I need your spiritual eyesight.
我也需要你属灵的眼睛。
And I will do my job to find the spiritual potential in you as well.
我会来寻找我们大家身上的属灵的恩赐。
And we will share to one another God is here doing his work.
我们来互相的扶持，互相的鼓励。
And then we will give praise to our Lord.
我们把一切的赞美归给我们的神。
At the end, be a coach.
我们最后我们要成为他人的我们学习言传身教。
Invest time in others.
我们要在他人的身上花我们的时间。
The value is eternal.
的价值是存到永远的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I pray and hope that every single one of us can be encourager.
主，我们祈求，我们祷告，愿我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都能够成为劝慰的人。
For you have created us with a special purpose.
你创造了我们，我们每一个人身上都有你美好特别的旨意。
And unique position.
我们都是一个特别的人。
May we help one another.
让我们学习怎么样互相帮助。
With the leading of Holy Spirit to discover each other's potential.
我们在圣灵的帮助下，我们看到每一位弟兄姐妹身上你所赐的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.